Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Arafa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
What was your name again?
What was your name? Arafa Speaks.
Angela, I invited a couple of special guests on today.
Okay. All righty. Let me do a quick roll call. I hear Loretta Hubert. Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
I hear Mom?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shalom, shalom.
And Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Loretta, you want to go ahead and start off reading?
Okay, I'll pick up in Leviticus 9, where we're still reading about the offering for the Lord. On the eighth day of the consecration ceremony, Moses summoned Aaron and Aaron's sons and the elders of the Israel and told Aaron to take a bull calf from the herd for a sin offering and a ram without bodily defect for a burnt offering and to offer them before the Lord. And tell the people of Israel, Moses instructed, to select a male goat for their sin offering, also a yearling calf and a yearling lamb, all without bodily defect for their burnt offering. In addition, the people are to bring the Lord a peace offering sacrifice, an ox or a ram, and a grain of flour with olive oil. For today, Moses said, Jehovah will appear to them. So they brought all these things to the entrance of the tabernacles as Moses had commanded, and the people came and stood there before the Lord. Moses told them, when you have followed the Lord's instruction, his glory will appear to you. That was the reading out of Leviticus 9, 1 through 6. Amen.
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 Okay, we had another caller, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Loretta, I will do a roll call. Then you can go ahead. Okay, let me just do a roll call, everyone. Loretta, Hubert, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, Mom, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, and the new caller, was it Jaffa?
Arafa. A-R-A-F-A.
Arafa?
Yes,
Arafa.
All
right, Arafa. Okay. Okay, Loretta? Wait, we got
good
one
evening.
More call.
Okay.
Wait, got one more call. Is that Auntie Di?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, you can just say pass. And Angela will come to us blessing the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning to enjoy another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving. Because of your unfailing, unconditional love, we are thankful that you continually forgive us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Loretta, you want me to go ahead?
I can run the program, no problem. Okay, let's see. This is where we just share words from the good news from the Word, and I will start out with Auntie Janet.
Okay, I'll be sharing from Revelation 3, the message to the church at Sardis. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen these things which remain, that are ready to die. I have not found that work perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If thou, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Revelation. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from Proverbs 4. 23-27. Keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. Put away all these forward mouth, a perverse lip. Put far from thee. Let thine eye look right on, and let thy eyelid look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I have read to you Proverbs 4:23-27. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
their heart. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. And I will go to Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Chronicles 17:1-15. The living God's choice. King David's story is our story. The time comes when we are uneasy about our blessing, and we ask whether we have given enough of ourselves to God. Our immediate urge to release the uneasiness is to establish tribute to God. Beautiful sanctuary, expansion, church, temples, created, literacy, numerous of churches, programs are called for great sacrifice or just some of our effort to please and please God. Whether we are motivated by the devotion of fear, such tribute falls to satisfy God. Neither riddle nor house or riddle of desire by God. God's heart is given to and for the welfare of God's people in 1 Corinthians 17:8-14. We read God's testimony in which he counts a history of caring presence with the people of Israel. Strengthened, he was devoted. He had devoted himself so to their plan. In this passage, we also find a statement of God, a radical freedom. Even when the prophet Nathan believes that David's relationship with God is licensed to glorify God with a construction project, God is not obligated to be grateful, sincere expression of devotion does not change God's agenda. An elaborate temple of worship do not constrain God to say where we can meet God on our turn. God created the world and all that is in it, and God is at home in the world. God goes from one tent site to another, from one dwelling place to another. The work to which God called us is give the people whom God seeks to build up. God promised much because our priority. When this happens, our labor serves holy purpose that glorify God and sustain God's people. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for reading out of Chronicles, Mom. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, it is. I'll be coming to you from
Romans 8:27-39. Okay.
Oh, I had lost my space. Here I go. Excuse me, slick out. God can see what is in people's hearts, and he knows what is in the mind of the spirit. because the Spirit speaks to God for his people in the way God wants. We know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him. They are the people he called because that was his plan. God knew them before he made the world. And he decided that they would be like his son so that Jesus would be the firstborn among many brothers. God planned it for them to be like his son. And those he planned to be like his son, he also called. And those he called, he also made right with him. And those he made right, he also glorified. So what should we say about this? If God is with us, no one can defeat us. He did not spare his own son, but gave him for us all. So with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. Who can accuse the people of God has chosen? No one, because God is the one who makes them right. Who can say God's peoples are guilty? No one, because Christ Jesus died, but he was also raised from the dead. And now he's on God's right side, begging God for us. Can anything separate us from the love Christ has for us? Can trouble, or problem, or suffering, or hunger, or nakedness, or danger, or violent death, as it is written in the scriptures, for we are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than sheep to be killed. But in all these things, we have full victory through God, who showed his love for us. Yes, I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor ruling spirit, nothing now, nothing in the future, no power, nothing above us, nothing below us, nor anything else in the whole world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in his sight. Brr, yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Romans. Let's see. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Philippians 4, 7 through 9. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Auntie Marie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
The 11th chapter, starting at the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but by it the obtain a good report. Through faith we understand things the world was framed by the word of God. Things made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more exceedingly sacrifice than Cain, which he obtained witness that he was righteous, but testifying of his guilt, and by it he being dead yet speak. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God has translated him. For before translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is that cometh to God that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Auntie Marie out of Hebrew. Let's see here. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Rafa, is there anything
Rafa.
You want to share with the group tonight?
Absolutely. Thank you. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Rafa.
Let's
see. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Revelation also. It says, chapter 1, Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the king of the earth. To him who loved us and has freed us from our sin by his blood, and has made us to be kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Look, his coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him. And all people on the earth will moan before him. I am Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
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 Christ.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. I will share next. And my reading is out of Joel Osteen, and it says, You are approved. But the reading is from Jeremiah 1. You are approved by the Almighty God. Isn't that awesome? You are created in his image, and you are the apple of his eye. You did not choose God, but he chose you, and he is pleased with you, his most precious creation. Notice that verse doesn't say that God approves you as long as you don't have any faults or as long as you don't make any mistakes. No, God approves you unconditionally. No matter how many weaknesses you may think you have, no matter how many times you fall, you got to get right back up again and hold your head up high. Don't allow the enemy to bring strife into your life by deceiving you into thinking that you are not good enough. Stand strong in your thoughts about yourself, knowing that not only have you been chosen, but you are approved by the Almighty God. Amen.
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 Amen. Inshallah.
Amen. Okay. Let's see, Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm gonna read Psalm 100.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep are His pasture. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, and into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. My reading is out of Psalms 136, and the title is Thankful for God's Faithfulness. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, the older generation of Israelites was instructed to pass on the stories of God's faithfulness to their children. They were called to write these stories on their hearts, speak of them at the dinner table, demonstrate gratitude in their daily lives, and hold festivals to remember God's faithfulness. The center of their story was God. God had been faithful. Their lives was thankfulness. That's where the Psalms for today's reading come from. The psalmist retold the great stories of God's faithfulness and repeated the line, "Give thanks to the Lord." We pass on the faith we come to know by telling about the events that have brought us to where we are today. Our story is a continuation of God's faithfulness from the very beginning. We're called to keep telling that story to the next generation and to give thanks for all God has done and will do. In prayer, God, for all of your many acts of faithfulness, from your covenant with Abraham to your promise of eternal life, I'm thankful beyond words. Help me thank you with my life. Let your story of faithfulness continue in me, and I will give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. And I want to thank everyone for sharing the word with us. And we have moved to the part of our program where we recognizing the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that you do for Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Dwight and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holiday, DeMarcus Malachi, Cheryl and family, the Boyers family, the Williams family, Lenny and family, the Moody family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Tony, Eric, and the Rossiter family, Desert Kendrick and Marianne and family, Rochelle Bessler, Theresa and Jesse Verner, the Mapp family, Brian, Tally, and family, Valerie Crockett, Sean, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut-in. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, and we ask that you make them whole again, for there is still power in the blood. Dear Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're at the part of the program where we honor birthdays, and we're looking at the week of October 9th through the 15th. Are those the correct dates, Angela?
Yeah.
Okay. October 9th through the 15th. Anyone we need to recognize?
Freddie Williams, the 15th. Freddie Williams Jr.
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We have Michael Varner on the 14th.
Oh wow.
We have Amira on the 13th. We have Gary on the 15th.
Amen.
And that's all that I have.
Okay, amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. And many, many more. Amen. Happy birthday. Thank you for that song, Auntie Carrie. And we have moved to the part of our program where you share what's on your heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I got a praise report, and then I'm going to read a spiritual warfare. On Friday, my church members took me out for dinner, and we had a wonderful time.
Amen.
I tell you, my church members have really how good God is through people. You know, they just come together and they just were so nice. I can't get over that. even though I over 8, I picked out, but it was so nice, and just being with the family, church family, was really nice. So, and then
Amen. Praise God.
And the spiritual warfare is coming out of Ephesians 6:10-18 and Rome 13:12-14. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in routing and drunkenness, not in caviling and wantonness, not in strife or envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and not provision for the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mom, for the praise report and reading out of Ephesians. Spirit of Warfare. Okay, let's see. Next I'll go to Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm going to sing just a little bit of this song.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. And he's been good. And he's been good. He's been good. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful song, Auntie Betty. And amen. Okay. Sister Shirley, any prayer support, testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to share an excerpt from the poem, The
Amen.
House by the Side of the Road. Let me live in my house by the side of the road, so the race of men go by. They are good, they are bad. They are weak, they are strong. Wise, foolish, so am I. Then why should I sit in the scorn of sleep or hurl the pit bad? Let me live in the house by the side of the road and be a friend to man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that poem with us, Sister Shirley. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any prayer support, testimony? Okay.
I pass.
Okay, amen. All right, Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Any? Okay, all right. Okay, Hubert, any prayer support, testimony? Song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a testimony and a little bit reading from the scripture and a song.
Mm-hmm.
My testimony is today that the Lord have returned my daughter after 21 years. We have got back in contact with one another, and that's a blessing. I never seen her. And I'd like to praise God that we're now communicating and making arrangements to get to see one another. I have to give all praise. He also returned her mother back into my life, too, and that has been a blessing. I'd like to praise the Lord for that. And I would like to read to you all from Romans 4, verse 4 through verse 9. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from work. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. And this blessedness only for the circumcision or also for the uncircumcision. We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. If you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. I went to the valley
the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day, 'cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Chilled your body, but not your soul. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Hubert, for that praise report and the song and the reading out of the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Let's see, Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Joel Osteen, I Declare.
Amen.
Day 23. I declare that I will ask God for big things in my life. I will pray bold prayer and expect big and believe big. I will ask God to bring to pass those hidden dreams that are deep in my heart. If certain promise doesn't look like they will happen, I will not be intimidated and give up. I will pray with boldness, expecting God to show himself strong, knowing that nothing is too difficult for him. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dodd, out of Joel Osteen. Let's see, Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to share this song that is read as a poem, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, backed up by Philippians 4. It said, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which is all understanding, reside your heart and your mind, Christ Jesus. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness.
Amen.
Just take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Philippians. Let's see. Arafa, is there anything else you would like to share with the group, a praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
And God bless you all. I thank God for the invitation to join the prayer line. It's truly been a blessing to me. God has smiled on me. I'm going to try to sing this song I should have been singing a long time ago. It's called What Will You Be Wearing When You Come Again? In the days that I walked alone and talking with God, this is what he gave me. What will you be wearing, Jesus, Lord and King? What will you be wearing? Is it anything I've ever seen? Will there be a crown of gold and a story untold? Jesus, what will you be wearing when you come again? And what will your first word be? Oh, Jesus, will you say, well done, my friend? Tell me, Jesus, what will I behold? Tell me, what will you be wearing? What will I behold?
Jesus, my shepherd, with his flock in one fold, saying, here, receive your crown, children, lay down your cross. Glory to the Father, not one of my children lost. Tell me, Jesus, what will you be wearing? What will I see? The one who never forsaken me. For my friend loves glory, shines so bright. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. What will we be wearing? Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Rafa.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I wanted to sing a song. I'm a little afraid to go behind that.
Oh, bring it, bring it.
Particular last Sunday, Lord, I call you.
What? Just barely. Let me deep in my despair to show me you will never leave me there. You claim because I was made so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Heavy,
oh, wow.
With the weight of my mistakes, you carry me and refuse to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me. And nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Moving my faith and not by sight towards victory by the power of your might. Strengthen out my path and open up every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me. And nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me. And nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Worth it, still worth it, worth fighting for. Worth it, you Jesus, because the peace you bring is worth fighting for. I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. It is worthy, it's worthy. Kingdom here is worth fighting for. It's worthy, so worth it. Fighting for is worthy. Hallelujah. It is worth fighting for. It's worthy, so worthy. life is with you, it's worth fighting for. I'm worthy, so worthy. Life with you is worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Haven't seen, ears haven't heard. So much more still worth fighting for. So worth it, so worth it. Life worth still fighting for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus. And there's so much more fighting for. Amen.
So worth it. So worth
it.
Fighting.
I believe the Holy Ghost and came over Loretta.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worth fighting for.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise is who I can.
Hallelujah.
God is the Lord.
Put this hand, it's not my home. I know you got a play for me in the Jordan. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
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 It's worth fighting for.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Okay, let's see, we move on into our program where I think I received praises and testimonies, songs and poems from everyone. And we're calling on, we're calling on for Traveling Mercy. I'll be traveling to Alabama to visit my mom before she go on her extended trip.
Amen.
So I'll be traveling to Alabama this week, Huber and I. We'll be taking that trip. Amen, amen. Is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group before Angela come with us with the closing prayer?
Yes, I have Huber. I have something I would like to share. Mother, you're going to have a daughter you never seen when we do get there. Praise the Lord. A picture of her. And she graduated from college in Athens, South Carolina. She's 21. She'll be 22. On the 27th of November, she was born on Thanksgiving 1994. Okay, along with that, moving on, I'd like to thank God for her mother coming back into my life also. So please be patient. Mm. Lord, I looked at, you know, Angela had a birthday this week, you all. And I went on Facebook, and the first thing I saw was Angela's daughter, and I thought it was my mom. And I looked there, and it said, me and my mom. I said, that's your grandmother. I went and I looked. I said, oh, no. I called Angela and told her, you're looking just like mom. And I thought it was mom. I was so surprised. So mom and Angela, that's a compliment because I never knew who. I thought Angela looked more like my father. But now as time has went on, she is a split image of my mother, and I couldn't tell the difference. Not saying that you're old. Don't get me wrong. You need a mom. So I wanted to share that with you all today, for I was very overwhelmed with the blessings and the revelation that God had brought into my life this week. Thank God. Okay. Thank you all. And pray for me. I'll be going to court in November 7 on my case. Thank you all very much, and have another impossible day.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Hubert. Go ahead.
I'm just like to give a shout out to our Heavenly Father for sparing our people down in Miami, Florida.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew, we praise and thank God. I think we prayed all night Thursday. Okay. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Mm.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer.
Yeah.
All righty. In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in Him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Mm-hmm.
We should see things like God sees things. So let's lend and depend on God. Whatever
mm-hmm.
God has trusted you to do, just keep the faith.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Rafa, we thank you for joining us tonight, and we welcome you back. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. And we pray that there was something shared that will help everyone through their busy week. We had a lot to come out of Revelation tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Out of Hebrews, Psalms, Chronicles, Philippians. We shared the book tonight. And there's something that we
yeah.
can fall back on when we're going through our trials and tribulation for the week. But remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path.
Amen.
Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Father God, we ask that you order our steps and lead and guide us according to your will this week. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you, and good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
His intentions never failing. All things working for my good. His intentions never failing. All things working for my good. His intentional, all things are looking for my good. His intentional, never failing. He's looking for my good. All things working for my good, working for my good. Things are looking for my good. You intend to know. You intend to know. Never falling. He's intentional. Never falling. All things are working for my good. He's intentional. Never failing. All things are working for my good. His intentional. Never failing. All things are working for my good. He's working for my good.
for working for my Lord.
Good night.